coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento. It's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
All right, everybody, it's the New Year's show. Yay!
Yay.
New Year's show. Because we're recording these ahead of time. So this is the new. This show drops on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, the final show of 2014. So
yeah, 2014 has been interesting.
It has across the board. So why are you whistling old lights? I hate that song.
It needed to happen.
No, it has not to happen. It did not need to happen.
Okay.
One of the big things you do at the end of the year is you look at lists of things. So I've been looking around for lists of various things. And throughout the show here, we're going to have lists of our bests and worsts of the year and some predictions for us. But I found a list of 10 things you probably didn't know about AC/DC.
Okay.
I thought I'd start with something, you know, just for Kareem.
Right
in your wheelhouse. let's go down from 10. Oh, hold on. Can I go from 10 to 1 here? Yes. Okay. Oh, never mind. The way they wrote it, you have to go from 1 to 10. So number 1, emission control is the latest in a long series of double entendre laden songs by AC/DC. I know that's really shocking to everybody. the band that brought you Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, and Big Balls.
God, no, Nate, what are you talking about?
Number 2, their earliest albums weren't released in America until after they hit it big. So
yeah, I didn't know that.
So yeah, their early, they were popular in Australia right away, but it took quite a bit of time for them to find an international audience. That's why the band's first two albums, High Voltage and TNT, were initially released exclusively in Australia. An international release of High Voltage, which included tracks from both albums, would come out the following year. And
so they were doing Alyssa Milano of rock and roll.
Sure. 1976's Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap would not be released until 1981, after the band had become superstars with Back in Black. And here's the fun part of that.
I love that song.
Their lead singer died. Because their original lead singer passed away in 1980. And the replacement lead singer, Brian Johnson, joined the band for the album Back in Black. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was weird.
Now I want to go back and listen to those other two.
Yeah.
Before joining AC/DC, Brian Johnson, who I just mentioned, sang in a band called Geordi. And
digging that.
They did covers of...
Is this Gregorian chant?
No, it's House of the Rising Sun.
Dope.
It's a pretty cool version.
Yeah.
It's
hella dope.
You should hear Paul Anka's version of this.
That was one of the things that that Sons of Anarchy did, was they did a lot of cover songs.
Yeah.
They came out very different.
Have either one of you guys heard Paul Anka's Rock Swing?
I've listened to his version of Smells Like Teen Spirit and Eye of the Tiger. They're fantastic.
I love that,
brilliant.
Yeah.
AC/DC did soundtracks for Maximum Overdrive and Iron Man 2. There's soundtrack whores.
Of course.
Earlier this year, Phil Rudd, who's the original drummer, was charged with conspiracy to commit murder, but the charges were eventually dropped.
Whose husband or which wife was he trying to kill?
The latest, I think, and his own. Number 6, they have an unlikely fan in Celine Dion. That's right. Who did a cover of one of their most famous songs.
Is Celine Dion right now?
Well, she's not playing guitar, but yes, it is. It's even kind of a lame riff to it.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
It's like the Wedding Singer version.
This is my favorite song to do the Carlton to.
Nice. You rocked me all night long, Kareem.
That's not Celine Dion. That's somebody else. It is a strange white girl, but
I would like to hear Celine Dion sing this.
It would be very interesting. Number seven, Malcolm Young was forced to retire from the band this year after suffering from dementia. That's kind of the sad part.
That's very sad. Oh, wow.
And I believe it's Angus Young's, his nephew Stevie Young is replacing him on tour. But Malcolm Young is now in a nursing home because of dementia. Number eight, Brian Johnson's vocal cords have been shredded over the years. He has been singing and screaming for over 40 years, and when you strain your vocal cords so much, it's only natural you would lose some of your ability to hit those super high notes.
Right.
Oh, man. Take him off my bucket list.
Yeah. It's one of those things that just goes. Like, if you go and listen to Bon Jovi, everything is an octave lower than it was.
Right.
Because they just can't hit the notes anymore. The ninth thing is they have yet to put any of their albums on Spotify.
Hmm.
So you cannot find them on the free streaming service. Although you can find all of your albums at Walmart. So,
right.
You know, who do you want to throw in with? And finally, here is a complete list of the AC/DC songs with the word rock in the title.
Oh, no.
Rocker, rock and roll singer. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. There's going to be some rockin'. Let there be rock. Rock and roll damnation. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution. For those about to rock, we salute you. That's the way I want to rock and roll. Rock your heart out. Heart is a rock. Whiskey on the rocks. Can't stop rock and roll. Rock and roll train. She likes rock and roll. Rock and roll dream. Rockin' all the way. Rock or bust. Rock the blues away. Got some rock and roll thunder. Rock the house.
It was either 22 or 23. I was trying to count there.
It's a lot
Holy
of them.
Shit, Batman.
Yeah.
It is a lot of...
That's a lot of rocking going on.
There is. And I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but pretty much all the AC/DC songs sound alike. They are their own sound-alike band. If you really go through listen to them, unless you're distinguishing between the Bon Scott era and the Brian Johnson era, which is the two different lead singers, the songs sound virtually identical all the way through. So anyway, hey, what is a year in review list without a little AC/DC?
I appreciate those facts. Those were some fun facts.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get those from just any podcast. So I'll play a little AC/DC as we move through the show here. A little bit of an abbreviated show for you. All right, it's time for our bests of 2014. Rather than do it all as one list, let's go around the room one at a time. Sam, you want to start? What was one of your bests of 2014? And how many do you have, by the way?
I can throw, like, it wasn't as phenomenal as one might expect. I started dating this beloved woman that I love so much.
Okay.
That was a high point, you know? I went sailing for the first time in San Diego. That's not the song I heard. I was hearing Enya. Sail away, sail away, sail away.
I think someone's knocking. I think I hear someone coming for Kareem's black card. So it's Christopher Cross.
Those were good
Christopher
times,
Cross
though.
Is like a Michael McDonald, so you can get a pass with him.
Okay.
Nice.
So those were yours, dating your lady and sailing?
You know, I ran my first half marathon and my second.
Yeah, you did.
Cool.
That's something.
It is. It absolutely is something.
Those are some high points.
Excellent. So those are your bests of 2014?
Yeah, my best of 2014.
Kareem, what are your bests of 2014?
My best of 2014, I got to do a weekend at Tommy T's.
Okay.
So I'm moving up the Comedy Ladder. Yes.
Yeah, baby.
So that was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I got paid. I actually put the check in an envelope or in a frame. Yeah. Thank God for that.
Making
new,
that money, baby.
Thank God for that new where you can scan the check and deposit it thing. And
then, 'cause that way you can keep that check in a frame.
That, yes.
Oh, yes. Precious. I like that.
And then my other best thing is actually like a 2014/2015 thing. I am putting on helping put on a art show/comedy show/ poetry slash discussions slash historical talk thing that's it's actually in the month of January in 2015. Mm-hmm. So we're doing an homage to the Chitlin Circuit.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the Brick House Art Gallery, and I'm doing it with the artist Milton 510 Bowens, who has art up in the new 49er Stadium.
Wow.
Yes.
An accomplished artist.
The House of Losers?
Yes.
Watch your tongue.
An accomplished artist, and our friend Angela May. So I'm excited about that. So my best of 2014 is going to be starting off 2015 with a bang.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
That's a good perspective. I like that.
I like how neither of you pointed out that joining the podcast was one of your top moments. So thanks.
It's like Nate, you know. Well, you know.
No, I know.
I was dropping in and out. So, you know, I kind of already felt like I was a part of it.
It's true. Mine, I went a little bit different. I didn't go with my personal my personal things, at least for this one. I went with sort of things in the ether.
Nice.
Some of my best of 2014, the launch of the on-demand WWE Network.
That's right.
Because I think that is going to change the landscape of how people consume entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's different than Netflix. It's different than Hulu. It's
a choose your own adventure book kind
of. It is. It's a network, but it's on demand, and you can watch it live. You can watch shows on demand. So it's a little glimpse into the future. So get on board. Another thing was the final season of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
7 seasons. Oh my God. Mm. Sam, have you caught up with it?
I'm not quite finished with this season.
Mm-mm. Are you holding out?
Well, you got me into the Boardwalk Empire without even knowing it.
Okay.
So I started dabbling in that. I have to catch up on my Sons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy. How many people are dead now for you?
I need to get somebody's HBO Go pass.
For real.
And finally, speaking of HBO Go, I think probably the best new show of 2014, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And I was really skeptical when he left The Daily Show. How is this fool going to go to HBO and do essentially The Daily Show again and not have it be a retread? And motherfucker knocked it out of the park. That show is so good and so funny. And it's like 60 minutes. It's like the 60 minutes of comedy.
Yeah.
But it's 30 minutes.
I've watched it, whenever we have free HBO or if I'm at my mom's house when it's on.
They upload the segments to YouTube.
YouTube, I forgot about it.
Really?
That. Yeah. Because I have watched a couple on YouTube. Yeah. It is excellent. I think I have to agree with Nate on that.
Tonight.
Yeah, I think that was the best, easily the best new show of 2014. So we'll have some more lists of our best, worst, and hopes and predictions.
And my other best was I got to see Living Color in San Francisco with W. Kamau Bell.
No way. It was a live performance?
Yes, it was the 25th anniversary of Vivid.
That's fantastic.
Yes, so I got to do that, and I got to hang out with him while doing that.
All right. Well, Mr. Skin puts out his list of top nude scenes every year, and here are the top 10 nude scenes of 2014. It's
I hope I made the list.
It's only for the ladies. There is another list for the gentlemen later. Okay. number 10, Cameron Diaz in the movie Sex Tape.
That's because everybody's been waiting this long to see her naked.
41 years old. It's the first time she's appeared naked in anything. And what's weird is because now you're getting more and more nudity on TV. This isn't just movies anymore.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley in White Bird in a Blizzard. Second time in as many years she's been on the list. So,
White Bird in a Blizzard.
White Bird in a Blizzard.
Okay.
Natalie Emanuel in Game of Thrones. Is number 8. Carrie Russell in The Americans, which is on FX.
I love that show.
Yeah, I'm watching season 2 right now. I recorded it last winter when it aired, and I didn't get around to watching it yet. But I'm seeing the ads for season 3, so I'm like, shit, I better
get caught up.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how those people that were never going to be nude And then they get to like 40 and like, okay, all of a sudden they have to take off their clothes. They're taking their clothes off in movies.
Yeah,
they do. Number six, Lizzie Kaplan from Masters of Sex on Showtime, which is a show I never really watched. It makes
by the sound of it, you kind of expect it.
Well, yeah.
You kind of expect people to be nude in that one.
Yeah, there are, but she's one of the stars, which is...
Oh.
Yeah, she's one of the stars. Olivia Wilde in Third Person. She attempts to seduce a married Liam Neeson by dropping her towel and showing off her, as Mr. Skin writes, glorious hoots and glutes.
Nice. Glorious hoots and glutes.
Hoots and glutes.
That's the best.
Let's see the hoots and glutes.
Like, okay. You slipped into that voice for it. Hey, Dollface, let's see those hoots and glutes.
If you say it that way, they'll
okay.
show you.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm not interested. I just want to make sure you're put together okay.
Exactly. Number four, Stacey Martin in the movie Nymphomaniac. I don't know her, but number three, Eva Green in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. She was also topless in 300 Rise of an Empire. So there you go. Scarlett Johansson came in at number two in the movie Under the Skin, which is...
another one everybody's been waiting for.
Yep. It's her nude debut. It was a sort of an art house film. And the number one Mr. Skin nude scene of 2014, Alexandra Daddario in the show True Detective. And it was her fully nude debut, including some, as he says, lip-smacking lower frontal.
Those lips.
Yeah, she in the scene they're.
Oh, hold on! Her lips were smacking. Your lips smack when you see the lower frontal.
My mind
is a little more animated than most people, so I imagine her lower lips. Smacking.
Yeah, it's a pun about her labia, Sam.
Yeah. That's where I went.
So yeah, that's in the scene she basically attacks Woody Harrelson and handcuffs him and then straddles him.
Wow!
I'm looking at the other part of the list. Emily Rodzikowski in Gone Girl. Yeah, that was that. I think that should have been on the list.
Yeah, that's one of the snubs.
That's one of the snubs. Yeah, no, that should have been on the list. Somebody should have been bumped for that one.
Reese Witherspoon in Wild and Ashley Green in in a Zach Braff movie, Wish I Was Here.
Reese Witherspoon. Like, do we really want to
Reese
see
did what Witherspoon?
See Reese naked at this point.
All right. Well, because of the Mr. Skin thing, Mr. Man, there is a Mr. Man. Has released the tasteful list of the top 10 male nude scenes of 2014. And because we have female listeners, here you go, ladies. Number 10, Josh Hartnett in Penny Dreadful, which is on Showtime. It's a show. Jude Law in Dom Hemingway. Which is a movie. Will Tudor, who I've never heard of, in Game of Thrones. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, shows his magic wand in What
Does
If.
Does he? Wow.
He was naked on stage right after Harry Potter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gabino Rodriguez in a movie called I Am Happiness on Earth. Charlie Hunnam in Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, you get to see his ass way too much in that thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
That's why the ladies love it. AJ Goodrich and Brendan Gregory in Interior Leather Bar, which I'm guessing is a gay flick.
It sounds like it.
Hugh Jackman in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Uncovers his butt as he wakes up pantsless in the past.
Okay.
Haven't
we all woken up pantsless in the past? Yeah. Christoph Pau and Pierre de la Donchamps in Stranger by the Lake, which is a couple of French dyes. And the number one nude male scene from Mr. Man
was Sam Platts in his exclusive. What?
You're not far off. It's Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
In Nymphomaniac Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's.
Oh, man, Shia.
That's
not at all.
A little
name
like LaBeouf.
and apparently. Ben Affleck was naked in Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
There was wangitude in there. And sorry, Ben.
I saw the movie. I don't remember that part. Thank God.
Thank God, he said.
If you haven't seen the movie is great. You should see the movie. For more than Ben's Wang, which I'm glad I don't remember seeing, and Emily Ratajkowski's everything. Ooh. But yeah, it's a really good movie.
Brilliant storytelling.
Yeah, a really good movie.
Cool. Cool. All right, let's turn up a little AC/DC. We've got more personal lists for you. It's the final show of 2014. It's time for our worsts of 2014. The worsts. Kareem, would you like to start us off on the worsts of the year?
The worst was that we started off the year with my mother being diagnosed with breast cancer, my Sacramento mom being diagnosed with breast cancer, and my foster brother being shot by a trainee on the train.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I remember that news story.
Yeah.
Those are bad times.
Yeah.
Kareem.
Yeah, that was heart. The beginning of the year.
Okay.
Sam, what are your worsts of 2014?
I don't feel like I have a right to speak.
No, you do. I mean, everything's on a sliding scale.
Okay,
here.
Sliding scale. Well, I did fracture the metacarpal on the ring finger of my right hand playing softball
for
our media league team.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even lower than that, as you may recall, Nathan Darling, was it was shortly after getting my cast off, which, let me mind you, ruined my whole goddamn summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very active guy. I like getting in the water and all that. Completely forbidden when you're casted. And this happened in the start of summer. So my whole summer ruined. Finally get the fucker off. Have a little recovery time. I think I'm doing all right. And I meet this guy. And, you know, it's a group of friends. We're having dinner. And there's just this energy, this connection with me and this dude. And when the end of dinner happens and we're saying our farewells, I'm like, Josh, give me one of these up high. And we threw up a high five. And it was one of those high velocity, high impact high fives that everyone in the freaking... Yes, I mean it for real. Everyone in the freaking Thai restaurant stopped and stared because it made their plates shake and their souls vibrate. It was one of those high fives.
No!
It felt good in the soul, but my hand... I had to go back to the doctor. It wasn't refractured, but I did re-damage I bruised the new bone tissue in my previously fractured hand bone.
And how was it?
Pussy.
It was sucky. Okay, that was my low. Possibly re-breaking my hand, doing a high five.
Yeah, that's right up there.
Yeah.
I was all over the place with my worst of 2014. Mm-hmm. One on my list, and this one's just recent, is the torture report that came out. That was kind of bad. Torture's bad.
Yeah, that was kind of bad. Yeah, that was
And then, I found out some of the music they were playing to torture people, and I'm like, shut up.
I didn't get to hear about that. Please educate us.
I saw the thing, but I didn't get a chance to read it.
I didn't realize that was part of that.
Let me.
Is this just a clever setup or a joke, or is this real life? You're about to drop some facts on us.
Oh no, this was just came out the day as we're recording this. Yep, here we go. It's the 11 popular songs the CIA used to torture prisoners in the war on terror. So this is gonna be another list for you.
Jay Biebs is on there, I'm sure.
You'll be surprised. Hold on, let me
Black Friday.
Let me turn AC/DC off here so we can sample a little bit of these torturous songs that the CIA did, you know, to get people.
Sweet God.
May I have your attention, please?
Eminem.
May I have your attention, please?
Is this really torture?
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I mean, maybe.
You hear this more than two times in a sitting? Yes, it's torture.
Stand up. We're going to have a problem here.
I don't know.
Before,
apparently, Binyam Muhammad suffered Eminem's Slim Shady for 20 days.
Oh, wow. I think I might have cut my wrist after hearing that for 20
days.
Yeah,
that would screw anyone up.
Well, here's number two.
I love you.
Yes.
Barney.
Yes, that is torture.
You're homosexual. What? Oh, remix.
It's Take Your Best Shot by Dope.
Yeah, I don't know this one, but right on.
British citizen Ruhal Ahmed described the process in 2008. Said, I can bear being beaten up. It's not a problem. Once you accept you're going to go into the interrogation room and be beaten up, it's fine. You can prepare yourself mentally. But when you're being psychologically tortured, you can't.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. Oh, here's one that I don't know. Some people might like it. Others.
Dirty. Filthy.
filthy.
The alleged 20th hijacker of the 9/11 attacks reportedly received this torture as part of a much larger musical theme set up for him.
Wow.
The soldiers dubbed it the Bad Muslim Theme. It was a continuous cacophony of Christina Aguilera's sexually charged pop anthem. That was one of several practices meant to make it impossible for him to be an observant Muslim man. Yeah.
Did they show the video, too?
Unclear, but probably.
I think I could watch that for 20 days.
sometimes they use more familiar music to
No. I think I would start, like, visiting a belly dancer if I'm, like, in the dark for 20 days.
Go to your Zen place.
Yeah, go to your Zen place. Like,
that
okay.
That song would make me very angry. Here's one I haven't heard before, but this is a... Have you been tortured with soft rock?
Well, that little clicking noise is quite torturous.
Yeah, this soft rock ballad was used in tortures because of the biblical connotations of the title.
What's the title?
Babylon by David Gray.
Ah,
okay.
Turning over TV stations, situations running
through. I could just make it stop! Stop it!
Well,
you don't have to pretend to do that.
This is the actual Barney theme.
That is torture.
I hope they did that in tandem.
It's reportedly the most overused torture song in their arsenal.
Yes, my nephew sang this to me for like 20 minutes, and I wanted to baby shake the shit out of him.
It is. It's pure torture. Big again. No.
Yes. Yep, Pakistani Englishman Mozam Beg, arrested by the CIA in Pakistan in 2002, wrote that one of the most comprehensive memoirs describing the tortures he witnessed in the U.S. military prison system during his stay, he suffered the Bee Gees. I've never heard it put that way.
You can't be hating on the Bee Gees.
He suffered the Bee Gees.
Man, you could keep that playing all night.
But sometimes it's not TV shows. It's not music. It's advertising.
I could understand that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
My blood pressure's already rising. Get your cat away from here. I'm going to kick him. Shut up, Baxter. Shut up. I fed you yesterday.
Comes in two varieties, original and seafood nibbles. A medley
no
of mackerel,
way.
Tuna, and crunchy
eat your seafood nibbles and shut the fuck up.
They also went with something a little bit more... Yeah. The guy was forced to listen to disco, said he was not as unnerved by the music torture as others. Men who suffered the most were those coming from more rural parts of Afghanistan and Yemen, who had never been exposed to Western music before. So they got Marilyn Manson videos.
Nice.
This video is scary enough for me, and I've been watching videos for quite a while. Because the people in the video look like they're being tortured, too.
Okay.
By the way, have you gotten to the point where Marilyn Manson's in Season 7 of Sons of Anarchy? He plays the white supremacist.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't acting, was he?
Yeah,
he's acting. And he's not great. He's not terrible, but he does it.
I had not heard this song. At least it's not a radio hit. Fuck Your God by Decide.
That's sending a message.
Yeah, I think that's enough of that. here's one that we're all tortured with every fall. And, you know, whenever there's a big game, you'll get...
I paid my dues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Freddie.
It's true, but...
I just want to hold his hand and say everything's going to be okay, even though it's not.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
No, he dies of AIDS.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. I want to transport to the moment he's singing this song.
When he's wearing this black and white unitard.
I would be wearing a hot pink leopard print. unitard right beside him.
Yeah. Well, here's the offside of the musical torture. The U.S. military personnel were there listening to it, too.
I know, right? Are they enjoying it the whole time?
No.
That's why they were beating people.
Yeah.
Right, they flipped their lid and listened to that
crap. That is it. It's like, you made me listen to this for 20 days. I'm going to have to shoot some food up your ass.
So to finish off my list of my worsts of 2014, my food poisoning that I got in Portland, yep. that was really bad.
It ruined your vacation damn near.
Being food poisoned by a muffin. Mm. And finally, my worst of 2014, and this is actually a worst for me, gaining back all the weight that I lost in 2013.
Oh, Nate.
All of it.
I thought you've been running all year.
I was until August.
Some issues there, back
he got a
and
girlfriend,
such.
And then he stopped running.
He had a lot. It was a lot of basically, Kareem. My dad had a stroke last November, and that was the point where I just started to get stressed out and started stress eating again.
Stress is a killer.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I did. And it's all me. It's not an excuse, but that's kind of what sort of kicked
it off. I was about to tell you, sex does not burn as much calories as running does, man.
Well, it would if you did it. Let's see, how long? 5K is 33 minutes. Nah, I'm just in there. But it's more eating than it is. Whereas now you got to get out and feel the burn and feel it. Now it's eating and the amount of sugar and everything else you take in. So that was my worst for 2014. So, but hey, it's a new year.
It's a new year.
Tomorrow is a new year. And
wipe that slate clean.
It's time to wipe the slate clean and move forward.
I'm going to grow 2 inches.
I did grow dang near a whole inch on my right leg. I just had a chiropractic appointment, and apparently my right leg was significantly shorter than the left.
It was shoved up into your pelvis?
Shoved up. Actually, yeah. My hip bone. I didn't know this. The hip bone is actually three bones attached.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's connected It's connected to certain other bones.
Mentally.
There's a song about it.
I've heard about this song. About the hip bone connected
to your ass bone.
But they don't talk about the hip bone connected to the central hip bone.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
They leave that part out.
I know what the fuck you're talking about.
She adjusted my hip. Not only my spine, she adjusted my hip.
Yes.
And gave me back damn near an inch on my right leg.
That is it.
It's fantastic.
All right. So it wouldn't be a new year without doing...
I got 2 inches on my third leg.
Oh, shit.
He just finally got it.
I know. It's time for goals and resolutions for See, I tried to go with goals as opposed to resolutions, because resolutions, whatever.
Right, yeah.
So,
who's really resolute? Really?
Yeah, my goal for last year was to run at least a 5K every month of the year. I made it through August. September, October, November. I got eight
That's
races
pretty good,
in.
Though. You were running strong, bro. That was good.
I did a certain amount. This next year coming up, I'm going to be doing some different things. But Sam, do you have some goals and or resolutions that you might want to share with us for 2015?
Might help
the audience.
I don't think any of them is going to help the audience, because I've got some basic things that need to be improved, such as cooking for myself on a regular basis.
Okay.
Because
you're moving out of grandma's?
Moving out of grandma's, eventually.
Eventually.
Because, I'm trying to remember what the theme song was, and I just blew it. Anyways, great song.
Okay.
I'm bare minimum cook 2 meals for myself, or if someone's with me, that's great, 2 per week.
Mm-hmm.
And to master 3 specific dishes that I can do blindfolded without even thinking about it.
Okay.
And that's, setting the standard low.
That's actually a really good goal.
Yeah.
That's higher than you think.
That's where I'm going with that. And, I have another goal.
We got to move the show to Sam's house.
Hey, I'll come early and start making dinner. So I also, I used to do bike riding.
Right.
Significantly before even getting back into doing running. And I'd like to pick that up again. One of my main goals is to ride my bicycle from the bottom of Mount Diablo to the top.
Okay.
And then back down again. It's a simple thing.
Second part's easier, yeah.
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 First part's a little hard. So those are some good goals, and you want to do that in
2015. 2015
is nice. Kareem?
And I need to be naked in more bodies of water than ever before.
Okay.
Ocean, river, stream, hot spring, pool.
I did not want to think about that.
Your bathtub. Oh, shit.
Not my bathtub.
Okay. I don't even need that much water. Just a splash.
In the
just
big brown shark
just enough to drown Whitney Houston.
Oh, no, soon. You didn't.
No, too soon.
In the big brown shark cave.
Kareem, what do you have for goals and or resolutions in 2015?
Oh, man. My goal for 2015 is to do all of the projects that I have been putting off for the last 10 years.
Word.
So all the shit that I've said I was going to do and I actually haven't gotten done, I'm going to do all that shit.
Okay.
So that means I have two skits that I'm going to get filmed. I already got my shirts in the process. Oh, I have to show y'all those. So I got some shirts made. I'm going to have a clothing line called the Dow of Cad. It's already in the process. So I got two skits to film. I have a book idea that I've been working on that I think I'm going to finally finish in the second half of the year.
That's very prestigious of you.
And I'm not going to say finish. I'm going to say I'm at least get some work, really real work done.
Get a good chunk knocked out.
And to invest in me for 2015.
Kareem, that's the best goal there ever could be.
Yes, to invest in me in 2015.
We all have something to learn from Kareem here tonight, folks.
So stop doing a bunch of shit for everybody else and actually do shit for me.
No, do it for yourself.
You have never sounded more like a Kardashian in your life.
Don't diminish this, Nate.
Clothing line. All you need is a signature
a
scent,
book,
my man.
Clothing line and invest in me.
They made $75 million a year. It's not really diminishing. I'm just saying, because you're like, oh, I got this. And I'm just saying, because when you talk about mobile-type people.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to do it myself. I'm not going to pay other people to do it for me.
Hey, there you go.
That's 2016. 2016, you pay other people to do it for
you. Yeah, 2016, you pay other people to do it. But 2015, I'm going to do the shit myself.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
I have a couple of quick goals. I am going to drop 75 pounds in 2015.
Yeah, you are.
If I had to get my bum in the picture to chase your ass up and down the Midtown streets.
If I'm going to have to play Barney music all day with you locked in a room.
I am going to race a distance that I have not raced before.
Nice.
Now, I haven't picked what it's going to be yet because I'm not going to do – because it did start to get to be a grind and not fun when it's like, I got to do one race a month. I'm going to do a distance I have not raced
That's
before.
That's a good goal.
And that could be any number of things. Mm-hmm. I've done a 5K. I've done 4 miles. I've done 10K. I've done 12.
That long-ass trail run.
I've done 12K. So it's probably going to be a half marathon. But I don't know. And I don't know when, but it's going to happen in 2015.
Okay.
And my final goal/resolution is to figure shit out.
Yeah.
It's kind of vague.
I got that one.
Vague, but I was just thinking, like, what should I be doing? You know, I really should figure shit out. There's just way too much shit I just don't have figured out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in that same boat, brother.
Yes.
Sitting on the same boat.
I'm always trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's so much shit, not enough toilet paper.
All right, it's time for our last list, the top 10 movies of 2014. And if you've seen it, chime in. Number 10, Birdman with Michael Keaton.
I really wanted to. I missed it. It looks so funny.
I think it's still out.
Good.
You might be able to see it still. Number 9, Wild Tales.
I honestly have no idea what you're even talking about.
No idea either.
I think I watch it on Pornhub.
Number 8, Citizen 4. It's about Edward Snowden. It's a documentary.
I've seen parts of it.
Number 7, Nightcrawler.
I didn't want to see that. That looked a little too,
It looks hokey and phony.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like to me, but it got great reviews. It's number 7. Yeah. Number 6, Jodorowsky's Dune, which I have no idea what
that is. Based on that sci-fi book series? Dune?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about contributions from the old Dune team, so yes, probably. Number 5, Goodbye to Language. Number 4, Lucy. Lucy was a piece of shit.
How did that make number 4?
It was a piece of shit, Time
this
Magazine.
This is rigged. Time Magazine.
Piece of shit.
Paper shit. Yep.
Number 3, The Lego Movie.
Actually, phenomenal.
I heard good things.
Everything from the animation style, the acting, the story.
Okay.
It was great.
Time Magazine says the number 2 movie of 2014 was Boyhood. Boyhood.
Help me out.
Might have been a gimmick but was really a stroke of genius, Richard Linklater began shooting Boyhood when its leading actor
this one.
Was a first grader And each succeeding summer shot a new segment involving Coltrane's Mason and his Texas family. It was all actors. Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke. They brought actors back together every year. So it's kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I heard good things about it.
I heard great things, yes.
And number one, I know you've seen this, Sam. The Budapest Hotel.
Oh, cinematography gold. It's every single shot is perfect.
Okay.
It drives me crazy. It's almost too good. Like, when I left that theater, I was wondering why the world wasn't symmetrical.
Really?
Like, every single frame on that film was it was impeccable. The timing of the character moving past the camera and the character in the background and the foreground, every single bit. And the story, it's not for everyone because, you know, a lot of personalities would just get frustrated watching this. But it moves and it moves and it's constantly moving. And the conflict that comes up might be so ridiculous, but there's always that conflict that the heroes are having to overcome. It was brilliant. That made number one?
That was number one.
Okay, then I'm going to forgive the Lucy. I'm going to forgive Lucy at number four.
Play this. This is supposedly the worst song of 2014.
God bless you.
While this is playing, we'll...
This song broke my heart.
Did it?
What song is this?
Because I love reggae, and no one gave reggae a flying fuck. And then this song comes out, and all of a sudden it's on every pop radio station. And it's this annoying hook that gets in your head and makes me hate the thought of marriage.
Yeah, it's called Rude, and it's by Magic.
Oh. Oh,
you know this part.
Yeah.
I bet you know that one.
I hate this fucking song.
Yeah. All right, while this is going, it's time for our crazy predictions. Sam, do you have a crazy prediction for 2015?
This isn't a prediction. This is truth.
This song will be used for torture.
That's part of it. Okay, so Justin Bieber is going to go through one more wild stint, in which case he's going to be found molesting Oprah in her bathroom. But you're going to find out that Oprah actually enjoyed it and this was a consensual thing, but she couldn't have her name blemished because she's worshipped as a goddess. And so, of course, Bieber has to take the fall. Well, there's going to be an uprising. Okay, all the believers are going to rise up, and they're going to start eating bath salts and turn into flesh eaters. And before you know it, there's a bunch of flesh-eating believers, and Justin Bieber makes a crown out of the teeth of every individual who dies, and he actually has chainmail made out of the teeth of dead people. And then Oprah actually reveals that she's a cyborg, and Google is actually Skynet. They finally made the artificial intelligence, and they did that actually in the 80s, and she was Oprah. Everyone's been waiting. It's been here this whole fucking time. There it is.
Yeah, sleep well with that tonight. Kareem, what's your crazy prediction for 2015? And good luck topping that.
O.J. Simpson is going to be found not guilty.
Of which?
Of both.
I thought he was already found not guilty.
He was, but they're going to find out that he actually had nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, so, you know.
Does that mean the Goldman family has to give back the money?
The Goldman family is going to get sued. They're going to have to give back all the money. Ron's dad's going to admit he was the killer.
Jeez.
Nice.
Yeah. The Mama Kardashian is going to find her big black stud. Oh, that's right.
That's
already happened. My bad. It's going to be, Leslie Jones from the Saturday Night Live?
That's going to be the big black stud she finds?
Big black stud she finds. Hey, she got some long fingers.
Hey, Diana.
All right,
don't make her jealous.
Here's my crazy prediction for 2015.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
And then we're going to end racism in 2015.
Oh, good.
I like that one.
I look forward to that. Well, here's my prediction for 2015. It's a little less involved. It's unclear. I know Miley Cyrus and one Kardashian, but I don't know which one, will find Jesus.
Okay.
And then get endlessly preachy about him.
Okay.
That's going to happen in 2015.
It was Miley Cyrus and who?
One of the Kardashians. I don't know which one.
Okay.
It was unclear. It could be Rob. It could be Kim. It could be Kendall, Kylie.
Any of them.
Yeah, it could be any of the
Pick
Kardashians.
Kardashian.
Pick a Kardashian. That's what's going to happen in 2015.
I actually think Nate might be right.
I can see that happening. Look out, here comes 2015.
That's my crazy prediction.
Buckle your seatbelts.
For 2015. So, hey, thanks for spending the year with us. Appreciate it. We'll have here's one thing I know will come true. There will be more great new Nate Darling shows for you in 2015.
Woo-woo!
Every Wednesday and Friday. They'll be free. They'll be on iTunes. They'll be on NateDarlingShow.com. And you, our good friends, will help support the show by clicking the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com whenever you want to buy things from Amazon. Because that's how it works. We do stuff for you for free, and you do something that costs you nothing.
Except maybe 0.9 seconds to click that. That favorite bookmark that you put on your browser.
Yeah, exactly. It's all you got to do. And let's wrap the year with, remember when U2 was good? I do.
It was a good time.
Yeah, they had great songs like this one. It's New Year's Day. Everybody have a great end 2014 and a fabulous 2015.
Don't get arrested.
Yeah, don't get arrested or frisked or anything like that. And please, for the love of God, stay off the freeway. If you're on foot.
And call your mom, goddammit.
Exactly.